Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my babe.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be new friend, Joel Peterson, is the chairman of JetBlue. He's the author of The 10 Laws of Trust and the many, many other credentials that that you can find in when you buy the book and look him up online. Many things that he is and should be very proud of. I know his mother's proud of him. Joel, let's talk some more about trust and these 10 laws. The number two law is invest in respect. And respect is the harness made of trust, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, really what you want is to be a respected member of a winning team doing something meaningful. That's what we all want. And we can tell whether or not we're respected because we get empowered and people treat us in a certain way. And high trust organizations treat everybody with respect, whether it's the receptionist or suppliers or lenders or customers or whatever. They're highly respectful of other people. Low trust organizations tend to abuse people.
Mm-hmm. And as you bring that up, Joel, I have to talk a little bit about and get you to help us with this thing going on right now between Wall Street and Main Street. Wall Street doesn't foster organizational trust, in my opinion. And it bleeds over into corporate America. If you want to find trust, living and breathing and flourishing and literally happening right in front of your eyes like a theatrical performance, go to Main Street. Watch small business owners. Joel, because we're planted in the ground. We got nowhere to hide. We're undercapitalized. We can't buy our way out of trouble. We can't fail our way. We can't make huge mistakes and get over that. We can't do it. We're gone. But corporate America, Wall Street, in my opinion, is moving in the opposite direction. Do you agree or disagree with me on that?
You know, I have mixed feelings about it. It used to be that Wall Street...
Can you see how out here on Main Street we would feel that way?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I actually feel that way, too. I mean, I've had some bad experiences with Wall Street. It used to be that at Wall Street, your word was your bond.
Yeah.
Deals were done on a handshake. These were private partnerships with partners who were risking their own capital. I think in an era of regulation, in an era of public companies, with young bankers, I think the trust has been breached.
Why is that? Is it because they didn't have the training? They didn't come up in the right era? The money came too fast and therefore overrode the trust? What do you think?
All of the above. And then I think the other thing is they are in what I call a deal business.
Yeah.
Deal businesses are transactions. It's kind of hit and run.
Yep.
And so they tend to think it's episodic, when in point of fact, all business is serial.
Their reputations
will stick with them forever. And so I think there are some high-trust bankers. There's some wonderful bankers that I've dealt with whose word is their bond.
Right.
But they're no longer...
But how can corporations build a trustful organization and be true to the 90-day conference call? How can they do that, Joel?
Well,
aren't those two things mutually exclusive?
Not totally mutually exclusive, but I think you have to at some time say, you know, we're not going to be successful in the next 90 days. You know, we're going to make some long-term plans.
Right, but then your stock takes a hit.
It does take a hit.
You have to have the courage to ride that out, don't you?
Exactly. But it's not just courage. I mean, people can come in and try to buy your company when it's down. I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of factors. It's one of these all things considered situations. But I think if you are transparent, if you trust, if you have good relationships with your investors, people tend to know their shareholders in high trust businesses. Others, you know, that people are just doing day trading and they really don't have any shareholders.
Right.
And that's tough to build
trust. But
then
you throw in the corporate raiders, the so-called activists.
Yeah.
They're not contributing, are they?
No, they're the non-trust agents.
Well said. And so those people are hijacking the capitalism that you and I grew up in, where trust abounded.
Yeah, they make it very tough. They make it very
tough. How are we going to? Isn't that where our focus needs to be? Don't we need to focus our trust messages there and bring those people back to the marketplace?
I'm not sure you can change where they are. I'm a big believer in private companies and private equity and making that, because I think there you can control that. I think when you go public and you're open to all of the raiders and the litigants.
Are you saying that you see the future of capitalism as being more private funding and less public funding?
Well, you're certainly seeing that. I think if you look at the private equity. There still will be IPOs. There'll still be public companies. It's still going to be a big active market.
But not
in some cases, access to capital markets is critical, and it's important to have kind of the publicity that comes from certain businesses, but not in all of them.
Folks, you're hearing Joel Peterson. You're hearing it from his heart, and you can tell the comments he made. And my questions tells you that he means what he says when he writes about the 10 Laws of Trust, which is the title of his new book. Find it on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Joel Peterson. Joel, will you come back another day? You've got a lot more to teach us.
Yeah, you bet. I'd love to. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Joel Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again real soon. He's got a lot more to teach us. I'm going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.